Anyone who has a brain is at risk from Alzheimer's disease. Today, there's no pharmacological cure, despite an investment of billions of dollars. Being proactive and taking action to reduce the risk is well worth the investment. The benefits of taking action also have the potential of reducing the risk of not only Alzheimer's disease, but also for other important diseases. Hi, I'm Vincent Hiscox, a health coach, podcaster, and storyteller. Welcome to the Over 40 Wellness Podcast. We all have the ability to look better and feel better. Becoming healthy should not be complicated. On this podcast, I talk to health and wellness professionals who share their stories and their expertise so that you can optimize your health. The conversations will inspire and empower you with simple tips that you can put into practice to transform the way you feel. Look better and feel better with the Over 40 Wellness Podcast. The podcast this week is dedicated to the topic of Alzheimer's disease, associated with a decline in memory, thinking, reasoning, and other cognitive abilities. We all age, and these declines affect us to one degree or another. We've all had episodes of forgetting where we left our keys or losing our cars in the car park, and this is not unusual. However, for some, a steady decline in memory can accelerate to become a progressive and steep deterioration in cognitive function that goes far beyond what is considered a normal part of aging. On the positive side, more is known about preventing Alzheimer's disease than preventing cancer. With Alzheimer's disease, we have a much larger preventative toolkit at our disposal, and it's easier to spot cognitive decline in its early stages. In the podcast, I discuss ways to lower the risk of having Alzheimer's disease, alongside ways of reducing the impact if it develops. What are the strategies that assist to reduce the risk of having Alzheimer's disease? How can we promote brain health and cognitive function by taking actions such as building up cognitive reserve or doing cognitive training using brain games? We are all at risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. However, by being proactive, we can lower the risk. Many people fear dementia more than they fear dying. We accept we will age and we will decline physically. However, declining mentally and even worse, losing one's memory is more difficult to contemplate. This loss of cognitive function, memory loss, reasoning abilities, and more importantly, identity loss are direct consequences of dementia. Dementia is a general term used to describe a group of symptoms associated with the decline in memory, thinking, reasoning, and other cognitive abilities. It's not a specific disease, but rather a syndrome that can be caused by various underlying conditions. Dementia is characterized by a progressive deterioration in cognitive function that goes beyond what is considered a normal part of aging and significantly impairs a person's ability to carry out daily activities. The most common causes of dementia include Alzheimer's disease, vascular dementia, Lewy body dementia, frontotemporal dementia, Parkinson's disease dementia, and Huntington's disease. Although the risk of getting dementia increases as we age, people in their 40s and 50s can also have dementia. The term younger onset dementia is used to describe any form of dementia diagnosed in people under the age of 65. Alzheimer's disease is the most common cause of dementia, accounting for around 60 to 70% of dementia cases. Alzheimer's disease is a chronic and progressive neurological disorder that primarily affects the brain, leading to a decline in memory, thinking skills, and overall cognitive function. As the disease progresses, the ability to engage in meaningful relationships and to connect can be difficult on both sides of the relationship, for the person with dementia, their family, friends, and caregivers. The growing reliance on others just to perform the basics of daily living takes away the independence and autonomy of those with dementia. The thought of being in this situation is difficult to imagine, and for the caregivers, equally difficult to deal with. Alzheimer's disease is a difficult disease. We have a limited understanding of how and why it begins, and how to slow or prevent it, less so than we have with atherosclerosis. Unlike cancer, we currently have no way to treat it once the symptoms begin, and unlike type 2 diabetes and metabolic dysfunction, it does not appear to be readily reversible. Faced with such a daunting disease, and despite billions of dollars that have been spent trying to find medicines to alleviate it and cure Alzheimer's disease, we seem to be far away from such a cure. However, looking at Alzheimer's disease from the viewpoint of prevention, we know more about preventing Alzheimer's than we do about preventing cancer. With Alzheimer's disease, there is a much larger preventative toolkit at our disposal, and much better diagnostic tools as well. It's relatively easy to spot cognitive decline in its early stages. Anyone who has a brain is at a risk for Alzheimer's. Being proactive and taking action to prevent it or minimize its effects is well worth the investment. So, what can we do to lower the risk of Alzheimer's? First of all, a disclaimer. I'm not a doctor and I don't want to be a doctor. I'm a health coach. And as a health coach, I support my clients who want to develop healthy habits. The information on this podcast is so that listeners can be more informed. It's always advisable to consult with a healthcare professional for personalized recommendations based on your individual circumstances. How can we lower the risk of having Alzheimer's disease? This involves adopting a combination of lifestyle changes and maintaining overall brain health. Research suggests that there are strategies that may help reduce the risk and delay the onset of the disease. Regular physical exercise. Engaging in regular aerobic exercise such as brisk walking, swimming, cycling has been associated with a reduced risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. Exercise promotes blood flow to the brain and it reduces the risk of cardiovascular disease and may have a protective effect on brain health. Nutrition. Following a balanced and nutritious diet is important for brain health. Putting the emphasis on fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats, such as olive oil and nuts. It's been linked to a lower risk of Alzheimer's disease. Avoiding excessive consumption of processed foods, saturated fats, and sugary beverages is also beneficial. Stimulating the brain. Keeping the brain active and engaged may help protect against Alzheimer's disease. Activities such as reading, solving puzzles, learning new skills, playing musical instruments, or engaging in social interactions can stimulate the brain and promote cognitive health. Our friend sleep. Poor sleep patterns, including insomnia or sleep apnea, have been associated with increased risk of cognitive decline and Alzheimer's disease. Establishing a regular sleep routine, creating a comfortable sleep environment, and practicing good sleep hygiene can contribute to better sleep quality. Improving metabolism. Taking steps to manage chronic conditions like diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol can help reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease. These conditions have been linked to an increased risk of cognitive decline and vascular dementia, which can contribute to Alzheimer's disease. Be socially engaged. Maintaining an active social life and participating in social activities has been associated with a lower risk of cognitive decline. Social engagement helps stimulate the brain, reduces stress levels, and may contribute to overall well-being. Stress management. Chronic stress can have a negative effect on brain health. Engaging in stress-reducing activities such as meditation, deep breathing exercises, mindfulness, or engaging in hobbies that can help manage stress and promote brain health. Avoid smoking and excessive alcohol consumption. Smoking and excessive alcohol consumption have been linked to an increased risk of cognitive decline and Alzheimer's disease. Quitting smoking and moderating alcohol intake can have numerous benefits for overall health, including brain health. In addition to the lifestyle changes mentioned earlier, here are some other strategies that may help to reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease. Obesity has been linked to a higher rate of cognitive decline and Alzheimer's disease. By maintaining a healthy weight through a combination of regular exercise and a balanced diet, you can help reduce the risk. High blood pressure. High blood pressure in midlife has been associated with an increased risk of cognitive decline and Alzheimer's disease in later life. It's important to monitor your blood pressure regularly and take steps to keep it within a healthy range through lifestyle modifications or medication if necessary. Manage diabetes. Type 2 diabetes has been linked to an increased risk of Alzheimer's disease. By managing your blood sugar levels through a healthy diet, regular exercises, and if needed, medication, you can assist in the reduction of risk. Protect your head. Traumatic brain injury has been associated with increased risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. Take precautions to prevent head injuries, such as wearing seat belts, using helmets during sport activities, and ensuring a safe environment to minimize the risk of falls. Stay mentally active. Engaging in activities that challenge and stimulate the brain have been associated with the reduced risk of Alzheimer's disease. This can include activities like learning a new language, playing strategic games, doing puzzles, or taking up a new hobby that requires mental effort. Limit your exposure to environmental toxins. Some studies suggest an association between long-term exposure to certain environmental toxins, such as heavy metals or pesticides, and an increased risk of cognitive decline. Minimize exposure to these toxins by following safety guidelines. Use protective equipment and adopt environmentally friendly practices. Stay socially connected. Maintain a strong social connection and engaging in social activities has been linked to a lower risk of cognitive decline and Alzheimer's disease. Make an effort to spend time with family and friends, join clubs or groups with shared interests, and participate in community activities. Take care of your mental health. Chronic stress, anxiety, depression, and social isolation have been associated with a higher risk of cognitive decline. Seek support from your loved ones. Engage in stress-reducing activities and consider professional help, if needed, to manage your mental health effectively. There are several activities and exercises that can help to promote brain health and cognitive function. Aerobic exercise. Engaging in regular aerobic exercise such as brisk walking, jogging, swimming, cycling has been shown to have numerous benefits for brain health. It increases blood flow to the brain, promotes the growth of new neurons, and enhances cognitive function. Aim for at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic exercise per week, or as advised by your healthcare professional. Physical activity and exercise have been associated with various beneficial effects on brain health. Exercise promotes neuroplasticity, increases blood flow to the brain, reduces inflammation, and enhances the release of growth factors that support the survival and function of brain cells. Strength training. Incorporating strength training exercise into your routine can also benefit brain health. Strength training helps improve muscle strength and endurance, and it may also have cognitive benefits. It's been suggested to enhance executive functions, such as working memory and attention. Include exercises that target major muscle groups, like weightlifting or bodyweight exercises, at least 2 days per week. Several studies have examined the association between physical strength, including grip strength, and cognitive decline, including Alzheimer's disease. And here are some of the key findings. Research has shown that lower levels of physical strength, such as grip strength, are associated with poorer cognitive function and a higher risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. Stronger grip strength has been linked to better performance on cognitive tests and a reduced risk of cognitive decline. Mindfulness and meditation. Mindfulness practices, including meditation and deep breathing exercises, can help reduce stress, improve attention, and enhance overall brain function. Regular practice of mindfulness has been associated with positive changes in brain structure and function. Consider incorporating mindfulness practices into your daily routine, whether through a guided meditation app, attending mindfulness classes, or practicing on your own. Cognitive training. Engaging in activities that challenge and stimulate the brain can help improve cognitive function and promote brain health. They can include brain training apps or games, learning a new skill or a language, playing musical instruments, or engaging in strategic board games. The key is to choose activities that are mentally stimulating and require active thinking. Learning and education. Lifelong learning has been linked to better cognitive function and a reduced risk of cognitive decline. Engaging in formal or informal education, taking courses, attending lectures or workshops, or pursuing hobbies that involve continuous learning can all contribute to brain health. Creative activities. Engaging in creative activities such as painting, drawing, writing, playing a musical instrument, or engaging in crafts can stimulate the brain and promote cognitive function. These activities require focus, creativity, and problem-solving skills, which can help maintain and enhance brain health. Remember, the key is to incorporate a variety of activities that challenge different aspects of cognitive function, including memory, attention, problem-solving, and creativity. Regularity and consistency are also important, so aim for a balanced mix of physical exercise, mental stimulation, and social engagement to promote brain health. Genetics. Several genetic factors for Alzheimer's disease have been identified. The apolipoprotein E, ApoE gene, is the most well-established genetic risk factor for late-onset Alzheimer's. Having at least one ApoE4 gene doubles the risk of getting Alzheimer's disease. Some people have two ApoE4 genes, one from each parent. Having two genes increases the risk of getting Alzheimer's disease even more, from about 8 to 12 fold. But not everyone who has one or even two ApoE4 genes gets Alzheimer's disease. And many people who don't have ApoE4 gene get the disease. That suggests that the gene increases the risk, but it's not a cause. It's important to note that having these genetic risk factors does not guarantee that an individual will develop Alzheimer's disease. Many people with these genetic variants never develop the disease, and conversely, people without the variants can still develop Alzheimer's. Cognitive reserve. Cognitive reserve refers to the brain's ability to maintain normal cognitive function despite brain pathology or injury. It's believed to be a protective factor against cognitive decline and the development of Alzheimer's disease. The concept of cognitive reserve suggests that individuals who have built up a higher cognitive reserve through various lifetime experiences, education, occupation, and engagement in mentally stimulating activities may be able to tolerate more brain damage before experiencing noticeable cognitive decline. These individuals may exhibit fewer symptoms of Alzheimer's disease, even when the brain shows extensive pathology. Building cognitive reserve is a lifelong process, and it's never too late to start engaging in mentally stimulating activities. Adopting a lifestyle that includes intellectual, social, and physical engagement can help promote cognitive reserve and support brain health. Brain games. Brain games, also known as cognitive training or brain training exercises, are activities designed to stimulate and challenge the brain's cognitive functions. These games are targeted at improving memory, attention, problem solving, and other cognitive abilities. There are several websites and apps for brain training. One I can recommend, where I've got no affiliation, is BrainHQ, and I'll put that into the show notes. So that was quite a sort of deep dive into Alzheimer's disease, and I'd just like to share with you now my takeaways. Anyone who has a brain is at risk for Alzheimer's disease. Today, there is no pharmacological cure, despite an investment of billions of dollars. Being proactive and taking action to reduce the risk is well worth the investment. The benefits of taking action also have the potential of reducing the risk not only for Alzheimer's disease, but also for other important diseases, and that will be a subject for future podcasts. Thank you. There are so many ways to reduce the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease, and here are my takeaways from the podcast. Number one, be proactive. Remember, by taking action, you can lower the risk and lower the potential impact of Alzheimer's disease. Number two, undertake regular physical activity. Cardiovascular and strength training are important. Number three, sleep. You need 7 to 8 hours of good sleep to regenerate your brain every night. Number four, manage your metabolism. Keep a healthy weight, control your blood pressure and your blood lipids. Number five, be socially active. Meet friends, join social groups. Number six, be creative. And there are so many ways you can develop your creativity. Number seven, practice mindfulness and meditation. Lower your stress. Improve your mental health. Regulate your emotions. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. Please share with your family and friends. You're welcome to email me with feedback, comments, and questions at vincent.hiscox@outlook.com. Would you enjoy getting a short weekly email from me where I share simple tips that you can put into practice to improve your health? Subscribe to Vincent's wellness newsletter at vincent1cd.substack.com. If you are looking to get into the best shape of your life, to look and feel your best, visit my coaching website, procoach.app/Vincent-Hiscox. All of the references to the websites will be in the show notes. And don't forget to share the episode with a friend.